A trolley passes through a street. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, The Christmas Cottage. A Lighthouse Pictures production in association with Kaufman Plager Productions. Merritt Patterson. People walk past a building with a tall, lighted Christmas tree. People skate outside. Text, Steve Lund. Brittany Wilson, Victor Zink Jr. Lazy shows a man and a woman through a house.
Your home should be your domain, with a space devoted to work.
The word work is painted on the wall.
As I hope my design conveys, Quinn and Whistler, we aspire to advance the concept of housing from just home to full life, with a space for recreation.
The word fitness is painted on the wall.
And a space to rest in a room that invites the outside in. This is a concept house that does away with walls and limitations. The occupant has complete control over their inside and outside worlds. Using virtual windows, you can gaze at whatever you desire. That may be a sunny beach, the New York skyline, or you can even have Christmas 24/7.
The view outside changes to a snowy forest.
How many rooms come equipped with this feature?
All of them, so each inhabitant can have a personalized experience.
Very impressive.
That's not all. The house is not only designed to address the inhabitants' need, but also intuit their needs. The house knows when to put itself and its occupants into rest mode. Sensors in the house acclimate to your patterns, so it knows when you finish work and go to bed, and it knows when you wake. The house wakes up too.
A coffee machine starts.
I feel like I could move in tomorrow.
I could move in today.
Very, very impressive.
Lacey smiles. People gather around a tall, lighted Christmas tree in the city. Lacey enters the Quinn and Whistler office.
Lacey, you blew the clients away.
You mean prospective clients?
After your design and presentation, we are on the verge of landing the biggest clients that Quinn and Whistler has ever had.
They enter a party. People drink glasses of champagne.
It's time to celebrate.
What is this about?
Word travels fast.
He hands her a glass.
So, as all of you have heard, we are this close to cinching the Pine Bay development deal.
Yes, a housing development of 20 houses. And our design, our model house, is still among the top choices. So, eat, drink, and be merry, because after the holidays, it's over. Overtime for all of you. To you.
Cheers.
They raise their glasses.
Don't you think it's a little premature?
Oh, fortune favors the bold.
And workaholics?
To us.
They toast. They take a sip of champagne.
Pine Bay emailed over the specifications for the revised renderings. That looks doable. Nothing that you can't handle.
He holds blueprints. He sits down.
I can't believe this is happening now. Could the timing be any worse for the career shot of a lifetime?
You mean the holidays? We've worked through Christmas before.
I mean Ava's wedding.
Right.
She sits down across from him.
I fly out tonight.
It's 5 days away.
I'm maid of honor, remember?
Cancel.
Proctor.
You get the flu, it's bad.
Pine Bay development flu.
It's contagious. You don't want to get anybody sick. I mean, you weren't that eager to go in some winter lodge and wear a big poofy dress, were you?
I'm pretty sure backing out of your best friend's wedding is ground for friend's divorce.
Right.
Besides, it's Christmas. When miracles happen. And I promise we will get all of the work done and we will land this deal.
Promise.
Have I ever let you down?
Never.
He kisses her on the cheek. She smiles.
See you in a few days.
She leaves the room. We move over a snowy landscape with trees and houses. Sign, Welcome to Walla Walla Lake. Lazy drives up in a red car. The sidewalk is decorated with Christmas garlands. Vendors sell chestnuts and hot chocolate. Lazy smiles. Houses sit in the mountains. Lacey pulls up at Walla Walla Lake Lodge. She gets out of the car. A man in a Santa hat takes her suitcase out of the trunk.
Thank you.
She picks up her suitcase and walks towards the entrance. A handwritten sign reads, Welcome Ava and Mason Bridal Party. She goes inside. She checks in at the front desk.
Ava!
They hug.
Oh, isn't it all just the best? Christmas, my wedding, two of my favorite things.
Since you were 6 years old.
Five, actually.
Tell me this isn't a case of last-minute cold feet.
Hardly. I just thought I'd take some stuff up to the cottage today. I know in all the wedding madness, Mason and I will forget things that we need. Come with me? I mean, it's been forever since we've both seen it, and we've spent so many happy times there.
I would love to, but I was going to try and get a little work in before the welcome party. We're on the verge of landing this huge project.
Oh, I was kind of hoping that this could be a work-free zone for you.
I'm sure I can spare a little time.
Okay.
Let me put my suitcase upstairs.
Okay, let's go.
In the room.
So, how's Roger?
He's great. Our design firm's doing really well.
No, I wasn't asking about your professional life with Roger. I was asking about your personal life.
Our relationship makes sense. We're great partners. We get each other.
Really?
He's smart and accomplished. He's driven.
They go downstairs.
He's handsome and successful, and I never have to worry about what his priorities are.
Well, that's all great, but not exactly sweep you off your feet traits. Don't you want that? True love, passion, romance?
I did, probably. You know, when I was a teenager. But getting swept off your feet isn't everything. And with Roger, everything's clear. He's reliable, stable, predictable. There's no...
Ian! Ava runs to him.
Hi, little sis.
Surprises.
Ava and Ian hug. Aunt Sarah walks in.
Lacey, dear.
Aunt Sarah.
They hug.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what a treat to have you here.
So? I hear you're quite accomplished now. I never doubted it. I mean, all that time that you spent drawing up in the cottage, I knew it would amount to something.
You were always encouraging my creativity. It meant a lot. Especially when my mom passed away and my dad was trying to do everything on his own.
Oh, it's terrible to lose a parent when you're so young. But I was honored to be your village.
They hug again.
Oh, you have to find me and tell me all about your life in San Francisco.
Okay.
Promise?
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe you made it. You really kept us guessing up until the last minute.
I know, my schedule's a little erratic. Mm. But even vagabond chefs can't miss their sister's wedding. And look, an early wedding gift. Fresh mistletoe from an island off the coast of Scandinavia.
I will hang this in the Christmas cottage. I'm on my way there now with Lacey.
Ian stares at Lacey.
Oh. Great. That's great. I'm glad that she's here. I'm surprised she's not working. I'm kidding. No, that's good that she's here. And don't worry, everything will be cool between us.
Solemn promise?
Ava, we dated a lifetime ago.
Two lifetimes ago. At least that's what it felt like.
Hi, Lacey.
Hi, Ian.
Well, you look just like I would imagine a big city designer to look.
And you're very backpacker chic.
Yeah, this is kind of the standard uniform for us culinary explorers.
Of course. I didn't know that was an official career.
Official, no. But you know better than most. I've never been a fan of official titles.
Yeah, I know that very well.
Hey, all.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hey.
Mason and Lacey hug.
Hey, buddy.
Mason, honey, good timing. Why don't you help Ian get settled in, and Lacey and I will go up to the cottage.
Great.
Okay. See y'all later. Have fun.
Bye.
See you later.
The women and men walk in separate directions.
Ah, it's been so long.
Yep, still looks the same.
Probably the same on the inside, too. Can you believe that we're back here?
You ready?
All right, let's go.
Lacey and Ava get out of the car at a cottage with wooden shingles. They walk inside.
Remember when we used to pretend this place was an enchanted castle?
Of course. Forks and spoons were wands, the glasses were magical crystals.
I still think this place is enchanted. There's magic here at Christmas, I can feel it. You know, anyone who's ever stayed here during Christmas time has found true love.
Don't you think that's a myth?
Well, it's been in my family for generations, and it's been proven right for generations. My great-grandmother pretended that she wasn't absolutely in love with my great-grandfather until they spent the night here one Christmas. And then they woke to find that they were deeply in love
and they spent the rest of their lives that way. And then my grandparents spent their wedding night here, same thing. And then you know how loving and wonderful Aunt Sarah's marriage was? They were happy every day they spent together. And soon, Mason and I will find that same magical happiness.
They smile.
Is that why you chose this place for your honeymoon? Instead of, say, Hawaii or Greece or Tahiti? You can tease me all you want, but I still believe it. And you used to, too.
Framed black and white photographs of family members sit on the mantel.
Remember when we would run around here with towels on our heads pretending we were brides? Until Ian made fun of us. That was so long ago. It's great that you still believe. And it's sweet of you to offer to get it all set up for us.
Are you kidding? Design is my specialty.
Still, thanks for stepping in. With all of the wedding stuff coming up, I don't even have time to think about getting this place spruced up. And I want it to look perfect.
I'm way ahead of you. I ordered all the decorations online with overnight shipping. It'll be here tomorrow, and then all I have to do is set it up. I even got the super cool mid-century modern tree.
Okay, time out. You ordered a tree?
Yeah, it's very retro chic.
Lacey, I don't want a retro chic tree. I want a big pine tree, you know, the kind that you cut down.
You want me to cut down a tree? That's a little more time consuming.
I want this place to just be bursting with Christmas.
With a few designer flourishes, right? I mean, I do have a theme picked out.
Just make sure it feels like Christmas, like the ones we used to spend here.
Okay.
Anyways, we should get back to the hotel so that you can get changed into your party gear for the welcome party.
This is my party gear.
But it's so gray.
And sleek and sophisticated. This is all I own.
Okay, you've become one of your designs. We need to get color back into your life ASAP.
Back at the lodge, Lacey stands in her room. She picks up her phone.
Hi.
Hey, how are the designs coming?
Great. I blocked out 4 p.m. on tonight to finish up.
That's fantastic.
I'm almost done with the budget. How's everything at the wedding?
It's great. It's really nice to see everyone.
Great. Well, I'm working like crazy over here.
I just want to make sure that all the materials are available so
we can dive in. If we get this,
we can line up work for years.
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
What about...
Have fun.
He puts down his phone. Lacey tosses her phone aside and frowns. Lacey and Ian come out of their rooms at the same time.
Hi.
Hi.
So, how are you?
Good. You?
Fantastic, yeah. Ava tells me you're seeing someone. That's great. What's his...
Awesome. Great. Amazing.
I was going to ask his name.
Oh, Roger.
Roger. Didn't you have like a gerbil or something named...
Robert. It was a hamster.
That's right. I remember. You used to build them these little houses with beds and cute windows. We were designing even then. So things are good with this guy?
Close to perfect. We work together, so it's easy. We know each other really well. He's really focused on work.
Well, that's good. You always made work a priority, so it's good you found someone who does, too.
It's great. Really great.
They walk downstairs into a lounge with leather armchairs and a fire.
Yeah, I guess it's a choice. You know, some people choose to prioritize work, and some people choose to prioritize relationships.
I prioritize both.
Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud. You know, I just think that in general, people who prioritize relationships are happier.
Well, in general, it's hard to prioritize a relationship when people are so unreliable.
I totally agree. By unreliable, do you mean not content to sit around and wait for their significant other to pay attention to them?
By unreliable, I mean someone who, you know, bolts halfway around the world when he feels he's not the sole focus of your life.
Ian tilts his head and gives her a look.
I never asked to be the sole focus of your life, Lacey. I would have taken less. Sometimes it felt like you couldn't even give me that. So I'm glad you found someone who sees relationships the way you do.
He turns and walks away. Guests take glasses of champagne from a tray and toast. Lacey glances at Ian chatting with a guest. Ava and Mason walk in.
Oh, darling, you look radiant.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Well, hello.
Aunt Sarah, hi!
Oh, you look beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
May I say a word or two?
Well, of course. You are the hostess of the welcome party.
Aunt Sarah taps her champagne glass. The guests gather around.
First of all, I want to welcome you. And thank you all for traveling here during Christmas. It's a tradition in our family to get married on Christmas Eve and to spend their honeymoon in the family cottage. It brings happiness and good fortune to the couple. It's kind of like a family myth. Some believe it, some don't. I'm a believer. I had a wonderful marriage for 34 years. And although George is no longer with us, I feel his love every day. Like me, Ava has always believed in the magic of Christmas. Maybe it's because she watched It's a Wonderful Life too many times. To Ava and Mason, may the joy of the Christmas season live in your marriage forever and in your hearts.
Cheers.
They raise their glasses and take a sip. Lacey glances at Ian. He looks down. Lights line the roof of the lodge at night. A pool ball is hit.
I'll send over the rough specs for the lighting fixtures in an hour, and I'll upload a premium rendering to Dropbox, and...
Lacey, dear, can we have a little talk? Someplace a little more quiet?
Sure. I'll call you back.
Good. Let's go in here.
Aunt Sarah and Lacey walk into a wine room.
You know how special the cottage is. Ava says that you're going to help decorate.
Yes.
That is so sweet of you to take that on, given your tight schedule.
Anything for Ava.
Well, just remember, it's the traditions.
Traditions, yes. I have it all figured out. I ordered these online, 15 strands of twinkle lights and ornaments. They're going to be amazing. They come in a pure white, a bit minimalist.
They're different. Bright, but not very colorful. Just remember, Ava loves Christmas.
Of course.
Lacey walks into the lobby. Ava runs after her.
Lacey! Don't escape to your work just yet.
I'm beginning to think that might be impossible.
The key to the cottage. Have fun decorating and think Christmas.
Lacey takes the keys.
I'm going first thing in the morning.
Lacey arrives at the cottage and unlocks the door. She picks up a stack of boxes and brings them inside. She shuts the door behind her. A snowball hits the door. Lacey turns around and walks towards the door. She goes outside and looks around. She turns around to go inside. A snowball hits her back.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to help.
I don't need your help. Ava asked me to...
Decorate, I know. But Mason asked me to help. I can't relinquish my best man duties. So, where do we begin?
Sun shines on the snowy mountain forest. Sign, Willow, a Christmas tree farm. Ian holds a saw. Lacey follows.
So the best trees are towards the back.
The trees in the barn are pre-cut. Let's just pick out one of those, bring it back to the cottage, decorate it, then I can get back to the hotel and have plenty of time to work.
I'm afraid I'm gonna have to pull Callahan family rank on you here, Lacey. It's tradition to cut down our own tree. I'm sure Ava would agree.
Fine.
I can handle the tree if you need to return business calls.
I'm not returning calls. I'm setting a timer for when we need to be finished at the cottage.
Very efficient of you.
And I'm looking up how to best chop down a Christmas tree.
She walks ahead. Ian follows her.
Seriously, Lacey, I got this.
No.
Why not?
Because you're going to choose some misshapen...
Original, unique...
Asymmetrical.
Nonconformist, a little on the wild side.
Shrub.
Oh, that's a low blow, you know.
I just want it to be perfect for Ava.
Well, you know what they say. If you want something done right, you pick a tree and I'll start sawing.
This one. It's perfect. And I'll do the sawing. This EHA video got 5 stars. Cutting down a tree in 2 minutes flat.
Nothing if not efficient.
He hands her the saw.
You sure you don't want my help?
Positive.
Because I'm pretty good at this kind of thing.
I'm on a schedule here, Ian.
Well, what's your schedule for this tree?
Well, it should be down in a few seconds. Then we'll take it home and decorate it.
Lacey, the tree's about to fall.
Told you my method was efficient.
No, it's about to fall on you.
She cuts through the trunk. The tree topples. Ian pulls her out of the way.
Well... Now that it's down, what do we do with it?
You sure you don't want to YouTube it?
Lacey gives him a look. He bends over and picks up the Christmas tree.
Okay, let's pick up some firewood while we're here, take it back and decorate.
It's
give them food first.
We don't have time to eat, Ian.
It's not for us. It's for Ava and Mason at the cottage. Believe it or not, most human beings can't survive on ambition alone.
He smiles. They walk into the cottage. Lacey carries shopping bags. Ian carries the tree.
Okay, let's dive in. We have a lot of work to do.
Hey, we'll get it done before the day of the wedding.
I was hoping we'd have it done in a couple hours. I have to work. I'll put the food away if you can put the Christmas tree up.
Deal.
She unloads the shopping bags. She takes out jars and walks to the cupboard. She opens it. She moves a jar aside. The words Ian and Lacey with a heart around it is carved into the wood. She smiles. She moves the jar back to cover it. Mistletoe hangs from the ceiling. Lacey pulls back the window curtain. Ian gathers logs outside. Ian comes inside with logs. Lacey opens a box and takes out white Christmas lights.
Oh, what's that?
Christmas lights in pure white. It's a clean, bright look. It's supposed to suggest a forest.
He picks up the box.
Kind of bland, don't you think? Just plain white?
I have a vision of a brightly lit winter wonderland.
Oh, no. I vaguely recall you having a vision of a toboggan one winter that required me to duct tape 2 cookie sheets and a roasting pan together. In other words, your vision means my labor. And this looks like it's going to require a lot of extension cords.
Nope, I got it.
Please, spare me the e-how this time. I'll get the quartz.
He walks away. Lacey checks her phone. The timer reads 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 53 seconds. She walks away as an alert pops up for a snowstorm warning. She runs her fingers over the top of the mantle. She rubs her hands together to shake the dust off. She cleans surfaces with a rag. Ian walks in with a cord.
Oh, yeah. I guess this place could use a freshening up.
It doesn't get used as much as it used to.
Yeah, and I don't think you should start a married life surrounded by dust.
No. Tell you what, I will turn on the water to clear all the pipes, and then we should clean the fireplace.
Okay.
He walks away. Lacey kneels down in front of the fireplace. She picks up a brush and dustpan and uncovers the lid of a pail. She sweeps around the fireplace. She opens the flue inside the fireplace, so it rains down on her hands. Her hands are covered in the black soot. Ian comes back in.
I opened the flue,
Oh, Lacey, don't you remember that thing's been broken for years?
I can't believe I did this.
Hey,
it's okay. Look, I will handle this mess while you clean up, and then we'll decorate, all right?
Okay, thank you.
He nods and smiles. Lacey walks away. They attach garlands to the mantle. They add lights on the garlands. They admire their work. Lacey hands one end of a string of lights to Ian. They wrap the lights around the tree. Ian raises his eyebrows at Lacey. She smiles. They hang white ornaments on the tree. Lacey stands in front of the decorated tree.
It's perfect.
Not yet.
Ian carries in boxes.
What are those?
Christmas ornaments. Old family Christmas ornaments.
Ian, the tree's already done. The colors are perfect.
There are no colors.
Well, technically there are. There's eggshell and chantilly and solar.
Oh, that's so boring.
You say boring, I say sophisticated.
Lacey, these ornaments mean something in my family. We keep them up here so we can put them on the Christmas cottage tree every year.
Okay, can't you just cede to my expertise this one time? Honestly, and people pay me a lot of money for my design sense, for my vision.
Okay, but this place is about tradition. It's about memories and family and warmth and connection. Besides, this is about Ava and what she wants, and I'm pretty sure if she was given the choice between Christmas elegance and Christmas explosion,
She would probably choose...
Christmas explosion. Fine, fine, we'll put up a few for Ava.
Great. Okay, let's start with this guy.
He holds up a Santa ornament. Back at the lodge, Mason and Ava stand in the lobby.
Well, snow in the forecast. Looks like you're gonna get your white Christmas.
That's so great. Oh, I should text Lacey, though, and let her know. This road's gonna get pretty slippery.
Good idea.
Lacey and Ian hang ornaments on the tree. Ian hangs an owl ornament. Lacey arranges it and smiles. Ian takes out a heart-shaped ornament with a photo of them together on it.
Look.
Our first Christmas at the cottage. Aw, that was so fun. You should probably put it back in the box. It might be awkward having it on the tree.
Yeah, I
just thought you might like to see it. Well, design school sure paid off for you.
Speaking of, I should get back to the hotel. I have some drawings that are due tonight.
Lacey picks up her phone. A text from Ava. Snowstorm is coming. Careful driving home. Ian takes his phone out of his pocket. Lacey looks out the window. It flurries outside.
Wow, looks like we're getting out of here just in time.
Actually, we're not.
What does that mean?
He shows her his phone.
It means we're snowed in.
Text, roads closed.
No.
Looks like we're spending the night here tonight.
Lacey looks back out the window. It flurries outside the cottage.
There's gotta be an open road somewhere. I need to get to my computer.
Lacey, there's only one road up to the cottage. Hopefully the roads will be open in the morning, but there's nothing we can do about it, so let's just relax.
Yeah, but I blocked out this time to work.
Well, Ian walks over to a cabinet and opens a drawer.
Yes.
He takes out a notepad and pen.
So then work. You used to draw amazing designs freehand.
Oh, Roger's calling. He is going to stress if he knows I can't get the blueprints in tonight.
Kind of like you're stressing right now. Maybe you two are a bit pale.
Please, just go be invisible, okay?
He leaves the room. Roger video calls.
Roger, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Or rather, where are you? Looks like you're standing in a closet.
Oh, I'm at the cottage. The one I told you about, it's been in Ava's family for...
Oh, right, right. Hey, how are the designs coming?
They look good. They should be done soon, and...
Oh, no. Call's coming in. I have to take this. Everyone's gone for the holidays. I can't wait to see you.
Ian comes back in with folded pajamas.
Now, do you see why I need to get to my laptop? I have to have these designs in before the wedding. My whole firm's future is riding on this.
Well, I can't help with that. But what I can say is that freaking out about it while you're snowed in isn't gonna help. Let's just try to relax. I found these extra pajamas. Go put those on. We'll have a good night's sleep. We'll be good to go in the morning.
Thank you.
Lacey leaves the room with the pajamas. Ian sits in an armchair in the living room with a Christmas tree lighted. A fire burns in the fireplace. Glasses of red wine sit on the table. Lacey walks in wearing red pajamas.
I forgot how beautiful it is here.
Yeah. You know, Eva might be half right about this cottage and the family myth. There's something magical about this place.
They pick up the glasses of wine.
To the Christmas cottage.
They toast and sip on the wine.
We're gonna eat through all the gourmet snacks you picked out.
Yeah, we can always restock. Besides, might as well make the best of it. So, why didn't you tell Roger the truth? That we're stranded in a blizzard and you don't have your computer.
This deal is... everything. We're getting work because people anticipate us landing it. Enough work to keep our staff employed for years.
What's the project?
It's a new housing development. I designed a concept house that we were hoping they'd buy and build. The deal could be worth millions for the firm.
What's the concept?
It's a live workspace, but for the suburbs. Taking down the walls between professional space and personal space. Integration, that kind of thing.
So basically you'll be at work even when you're at home?
Precisely.
That sounds awful.
I don't think you are our target customer.
They smile at each other.
Maybe we should turn in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why don't you take the bedroom and I will take the couch?
No, I'm fine on the couch.
Please. I want your hat.
The lights shut off.
No power means no heat.
He lights a match. He holds a lighted candle and blows out the match.
Looks like we're both in front of the fire tonight. I'll get some blankets.
Okay.
He gets up and brings the candle with him. He brings back a pile of blankets.
All right, pick a couch.
Thanks.
Lacey takes a blanket. They go to separate couches.
This reminds me of camping.
You know, I was just thinking the same thing.
I remember trying to light a fire in the rain.
Do you also remember fishing for our dinner and only coming up with...
two frogs and a branch?
Yeah.
Those were some of the craziest, coldest, most sleepless, and best vacations I ever took.
Yeah, me too. I really wish we could have taken that trip I planned for us to the Caribbean. I worked back-to-back weekends for months to earn enough, and then...
I had to cancel because I got a summer internship in New York.
Yeah. I was disappointed, but I supported your decision.
If that's what you remember.
I'm sorry if I made you feel bad about taking that internship.
No, it was a good thing. We just weren't meant to be together.
I see. It wasn't you. I just wasn't ready to settle down in one job in one place for the rest of my life.
I know. It was pretty apparent when you accepted a job 3,000 miles away without even telling me you applied for it. We just wanted different things, Ian. Good night.
She turns her head to sleep. Ian takes the afghan off the back of the couch and covers himself with it. He leans over and blows out the candle. Lacey turns her head to look at Ian as he gets settled in. She turns her head back. It flurries outside. Text on a needlepoint reads, "Whoever spends a Christmas night behind this door will have true love forevermore." Lacey and Ian sleep. The fire is out. Lacey wakes up. Ian is gone from the couch. She gets up. Ian wipes the counter in the kitchen. He wears a Santa hat.
The power came back on. Just in time for the most important meal of the day.
I haven't had an Ian Callahan breakfast in a long time.
Well then, prepare to be amazed.
He puts on an oven mitt and takes a skillet out of the oven.
Yum!
He sets it on the counter.
Looks great.
He serves a piece of quiche on top of greens.
You always knew the way to a woman's heart was through her taste buds.
Well, it is the real reason I became a chef. It was a shameless way to impress the ladies.
That worked.
Mm.
She takes a bite.
Mm-hmm. I am amazed. I'll never understand why you didn't take the job at Le Bernardin. It was a 3-star restaurant.
I was young. I had wanderlust. I believed that any true chef needed to go to these places where various cuisines were developed. In order to understand the food, you need to understand the culture.
I remember such grand pronouncements.
But now, making a meal for one single appreciative...
wildly appreciative...
person. Feels pretty great, too. Do you want some coffee?
Yeah.
Consider it my Christmas blend.
He pours coffee into a mug from a French press. Lacey smiles at him. The mug overflows.
Oh, no.
They quickly wipe it up with red and green napkins. Their hands touch. They look at each other.
We should probably get going. We have our dress fittings.
Right, and Ava will freak if we're late. I thought I heard some plows last night, so the roads should be clear.
Lacey nods.
Eat up. We'll get you back to the lodge in no time.
Back at the lodge. A woman is fitted in a crimson dress. Lacey sips on white wine as she watches. Ava enters the room.
Oh my gosh, you look so beautiful. Doesn't she look great?
It looks great.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
They set down their wine glasses. Ava grins and runs into another room. She comes back out with a white dress.
So sorry that happened to you. Was it horribly awkward?
Was what awkward?
Being stuck with Ian all night?
No, it was fine. It was fun even.
Okay, I know you've been dreading this moment and that bright color isn't your thing, but...
Ava unzips a garment bag to reveal a crimson dress. Lacey holds it.
I like it. Really? Actually, I love it.
Lacey smiles.
What is going on with you?
What do you mean?
You just seem so happy and light.
It's Christmas. It's your wedding. What's not to be happy about?
Okay, try it on.
Mason puts on a tie.
It looks really good.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Ava adjusts his suit. Lacey comes in wearing the dress.
So excited. You look so handsome.
So happy they did such a good job tailoring this.
Lacey sees Ian. They walk towards each other.
Please tell me I don't look silly in this dress.
Are you kidding me? You look gorgeous.
His bow tie hangs on his neck.
I never did learn how to tie these.
Neither could my dad. Fortunately, I got quite good at it. I've been doing it for him since I was 10.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Lacey ties his bow tie. Ava sees them.
Mason.
She beckons to Mason.
Do you see what I see?
Lacey and Ian.
They look so happy.
They do.
Ian straightens his bow tie. Back at the lodge.
So, as you all know, when Mason and I do our first dance together, we'd like for all of you to join us. We'll dance in the center, and then we'll first be joined by the maid of honor and our best man. And then the rest of you will circle around us. Should we give it a try?
Yeah.
Okay.
She turns on a speaker. Everyone dances with their partners.
Ready?
Okay.
Ava and Mason dance in the center.
Good job, honey.
Mason stumbles.
I'm sorry. I still got 2 left feet.
It's okay, we all do, honey. That's why we're rehearsing.
Yeah.
They continue to dance. Ian twirls Lacey. He dips her.
I've never seen a more perfect pair on the dance floor.
Yeah, you guys are good.
Everyone smiles at them.
Sorry to steal you away from the fun.
I'm happy to be stolen. I miss talking to you.
Me too.
You know, I don't get to travel very much anymore, but I still love to hear about life in San Francisco.
I think you might still have some big city partying in you.
Oh, I realized a long time ago where my home was. It's a gift. To know where you belong and with whom.
You're talking about Roger.
So, is that where you belong? With this new boyfriend in San Francisco?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, that's wonderful, Lacey.
But, you know, coming back here makes me think about different things, different paths I might have taken.
There's something about Christmas that always makes people re-examine their lives.
Why is that?
Human nature, I guess. We get to see the choices other people made and wonder if we're going down the right path. But I will tell you this. When someone has a genuine smile on her face, that's usually a good sign that she's on the right path.
She smiles at Lacey. Lacey sits cross-legged on her bed and works on her laptop. She sets the laptop down and gets the door.
Ava, what's up?
Nothing.
Can I come in?
Yes.
Ava walks in the room. Lacey shuts the door.
Okay, I've known you too long. What's going on in that busy mind of yours?
Okay. I don't want to interfere or be insensitive to your relationship with Roger in any way.
You and Ian. Don't deny it. I was there when you guys were together, and that's exactly what it's looked like today.
Look, it's really nice to see him again. And we're actually having more fun than I thought we would.
I guess the Christmas cottage myth isn't as loony as you thought. You guys spent a night together now.
And we're not having true love forevermore. Okay, we're just two exes that are having a nice time together.
Okay. It's just seeing you guys so happy again, especially when I thought you weren't going to get along at all, was really nice. It's like an early Christmas present.
Lacey shakes her head. She gets up to get the door.
Hey.
Hi.
Look, I know you're busy working, but everyone needs sustenance. Can I cook you lunch?
Sure.
Lacey looks at Ava. Ava raises her eyebrows and smiles. Lacey sits at a table. Ian brings in a tray. He sets the tray down. Three silver platters sit on it.
It smells incredible.
Well, I went all out. I always felt like I owed you for being my test subject through school.
We were broke students. You were working with oodles of noodles. As I recall, you worked wonders.
Do you remember our first Christmas together?
Yes, you made a Yorkshire pudding in a toaster oven.
And I'm pretty sure we ate about 2 pounds of ribbon candy that night. Today, however, I have for you a miso-glazed turkey with roasted yams, gochujang green beans, and a five-spice gravy.
He sets down a plate in front of her. He uncovers another plate of food for himself.
Now, I need your honest opinion.
He sits down. They unfold napkins in their laps. Lacey cuts into her food with a fork and knife and takes a bite.
Honestly, I would elope with this plate if I could.
They eat.
Can I let you in on a little secret? I haven't spent a Christmas with my family in years, but being back here where we spent so many Christmases as kids...
Are you getting nostalgic?
Worse.
Lacey raises her eyebrows.
I've been thinking about doing something that I swore to myself I never would. Put down some roots back home.
Ian Callahan, put down roots are three words that I never thought I would hear you say. Seriously, though? Are you sure that's what you want to do?
No, I'm not sure at all. But it's something that I'm open to. I've just been thinking about what it would be like to be closer to home, to my family, people I love. And then I think about what it would be like to cook the same 10 dishes every day for the rest of my life, and I do things like apply for jobs in Finland that start immediately after Christmas. Still, the thought of having my own place is pretty appealing.
Okay, what if...
She sets her plate aside and takes out a notepad.
You could have a different menu every week. Limited, but different.
She sketches. She draws a building.
A pop-up restaurant that's always in the same place.
Yeah, I can do pop-up Indian or pop-up Brazilian.
Exactly. It could be a small place, manageable crowds, warm, welcoming, adventurous. Just like you. People would love it.
He gets up and looks over her shoulder as she draws.
Wow, that's really cool.
Ian's Cafe. We can work on the name.
We can.
You can.
See, this is the Lacey I remember, just drawing from her heart. It's terrific to see.
Wait until it's finished.
She points to a platter.
What's that?
This is my very famous Christmas dessert.
He takes off the lid.
A cranberry gingerbread souffle with bourbon molasses sauce.
Wow. And to think I was expecting a simple cobbler. It smells heavenly.
Well, if I did it right, it should taste even better.
She takes a bite.
You did it right. You should get a spoon so I don't eat it all myself.
Okay.
Ian takes a spoonful.
Do you think you could make another one of these?
Hey, if you'll eat it, I'll make it.
I wish we could, but we should probably get back to the cottage and finish up for Ava. And we need to restock.
Right, right. Maybe we could stop by and grab a cider on the way. I know this place that makes a mean gingerbread cider.
Sounds amazing. So, what's it like living in so many places?
It was exhilarating. A lot of time I'd show up to a new place and I wouldn't have any kind of plan at all.
That would drive me crazy.
It's actually kind of great. It would allow me to discover all kinds of new things. I would wander down random paths or visit these remote towns. And that's always when I would find something special.
Actually sounds kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Know where you have to be, nothing you have to do. I can see the appeal of that.
Sign, make your own wreath.
Well, you should try it sometime.
What do you mean?
Something you've never done. There's always something to discover. You just gotta be willing to look.
He points to the booth.
Something you've never done?
Something I've never done.
These wreaths are amazing.
Thank you. Well, I learned how to do this from my mother. Would you like to try?
I know you've got work to do.
No. No, let's build some Christmas wreaths.
Hey, let's make some wreaths. Come on.
Lacey and Ian sit down next to the woman.
I've never done this before.
That's why they call it an adventure.
Okay, let's start here. Take a few bows.
The woman teaches them how to make a wreath with green branches, red berries, and pine cones.
You know, you can put that in your portfolio.
Very funny. It's harder than it looks.
You did a lovely job.
See? I did a lovely job.
It's perfect. Mm-hmm. Really special.
Thank you.
Back at the lodge. Kids take decorated cookies from a plate. Lacey and Ian walk in.
That was amazing. That's the most fun that I've had in a long time.
Well, you should let loose more often. Oh, you know what? There's a tree lighting tonight. That's right.
I haven't been to one of those in years.
Neither have I. But if my memory serves me correctly, they put on quite a show. Let's go.
Okay, deal. I should be able to have my drawings finished by then. We can drink hot chocolate and sing carols.
I don't think I've seen you this happy since I got here. Feels like I'm looking at the old Lacey again.
A kid sits on Santa's lap.
You know what? You are just so full of Christmas cheer right now. I think it's time you meet Santa.
I don't know if I'm ready for Santa.
I think you are. Come
on. A little girl sits on Santa's lap. Lacey and Ian walk up to him.
Santa!
Hi, Santa.
Roger walks in with a suitcase.
Cheese.
Lacey.
Roger.
He smiles at her. Children run around Roger.
You're here early.
I know. I had an idea about our Plan B presentation.
Grace, you could have called. You didn't have to come a day early.
No, this is big. Roger Whistler, Lacey's boyfriend.
Ian Callahan. Bride's brother and the best man.
Oh, right. I've heard about you.
In the flesh.
So I'm going to get checked in. I pre-booked the study, so you can meet me in there.
Great.
You are going to love what I'm thinking.
He and Ian nod at each other. Roger walks away.
Looks like I really do need to work now.
Yeah, I get it. Good luck.
Thanks. Wait for me to finish the cottage.
Sure.
She smiles at him and walks away. Roger and Lacey stand at a table with art supplies.
So just go with me on this. I was thinking about Pine Bay and how we can make Quinn and Whistler's presentation really stand out.
Okay.
We're going to build a model of your drawings, exactly like the ones that we used to do in design school.
I love building models, but...
And then we'll have it at the presentation. Lacey, come on. You know how clients react to actual tangible objects? This is what could cinch it for us. We have to dive in.
Okay, let's get started.
There she is.
They sit at the table and measure out foam core. They smile at each other. Lacey looks at the blueprint. They construct the model with the foam core pieces. Roger cuts strips of balsa wood. Lacey places tiny furniture inside the model. She colors a tiny Christmas tree green with a marker and sets it inside.
What's this?
It's a Christmas tree. It makes it more homey.
Homey?
And a fireplace makes it look more lived in, like there's actually life inside these walls.
You do remember we're not selling a home, right? We're selling a live workspace.
Exactly. And I think that can be enhanced by adding small details to show more of the lived space.
Roger shuts his laptop.
How about a compromise? A hint of Christmas, a hint of home.
He takes out the tree.
What's wrong?
I just don't know if this design works anymore. It feels so empty.
You're just getting cold feet on the home stretch. Shake it off.
You're right.
Roger opens his laptop again.
I'm gonna do a coffee run.
Oh, perfect. I'll take a double espresso.
Lacey grabs her coat. She walks out of a cafe with two coffees. Ian walks up to her.
You left work behind.
Everyone needs caffeine sometimes. What are you doing with those stockings?
I saw these at a kiosk over there, and I had to get them for Ava and Mason. I was going to bring them up to the cottage when we go back in the morning. It's nothing like a stocking full of candy on Christmas morning. Unless, of course, the designer has any objections.
No, not at all. That's a great idea.
Maybe you could come help me. I mean, if you're not too busy. The place looks beautiful right now.
I would love to.
Ian nods and smiles.
Well, I should get back.
Oh, hey. Don't forget about the tree lighting tonight. It's the last big event before Christmas.
Ian, I'm not sure I'm going to make it.
Oh, you can't miss it. Come on, it signals that Christmas is almost here, which in this town is full on Whoville.
I would love to, but duty calls. Really, we have so much work to do if we're going to get this contract.
I understand.
Well, I don't. Come on, Lacey. Don't you remember how much fun we had at the tree lighting when we were little?
Yeah, come on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Come on, Ava. She has to work.
She also has to be my maid of honor. And the whole wedding party is going. Come on, you can't miss it, please. Ava, I'm sorry. I wish I could. Can't Roger work while you go to the tree lighting? It's just that I never get to see him anymore. And if you can't, I understand. But I would really like it if my best friend was there, too. I will try my best. I'll keep my fingers crossed that you do. Bye.
Lacey walks away. Back at the lodge, Lacey and Roger work on the model. She adds a piece of balsa wood on the side.
It's supposed to be all white on the inside walls. No color.
You're right. I'm just trying to find a way to warm it up, to make it more of a home.
Are you kidding? This is the perfect home for people like us. That's who the customer is.
He kisses her on the head. He sits down and gets back to work.
You know the tree lighting is tonight?
Yeah, I never understood that. Somebody plugs in a tree and then everyone claps.
It's about community, being together. It's full on Whoville. It might be kind of fun.
Maybe for some people.
When I was a kid, I used to love it. It felt like Christmas was officially here as soon as the tree downtown was lit.
Sounds like you really want to go to this tree lighting thing.
No, it's just nostalgia. I haven't been in years. You know what? I think I actually might go.
Lacey.
It won't take long. I can finish this when I get back. You know, I kind of forgot how much I enjoy the holidays. Do you want to come? It might be fun.
No, thanks. I'm good.
I'll see you later.
You're being very weird.
She smiles and walks out.
Very, very weird.
People drink hot chocolate in town. Lacey walks up.
Yeah, I made it. And it's Christmas.
Wow. Someone's getting the spirit of the season.
Where's Roger? He's still working. I'm going to finish my end when I get back. Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
You made it.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've been to something like this.
Oh, well, I'll have to get another hot chocolate.
We can share.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Oh.
Lacey takes a sip. The whipped cream touches her nose.
I got whipped cream on my nose.
Yes. But for what it's worth, you wear dairy products very well.
You know, I've always had a hard time saying no to good desserts.
Something I've always admired about you.
So, do you still think that I'm crazy for believing in Christmas cottage myths?
Yes. I do. But only because Lacey's already told you she's not in love with Ian again.
I know, but I just look so happy together. Is it so wrong to hope?
Ava and Mason give each other a kiss.
Attention, everyone. We're about to start the tree lighting.
Jeez.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The tree lights up. Everyone sings enthusiastically.
Let every heart prepare in room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Back at the lodge, someone stirs cider with a cinnamon stick in the lobby. The group walks in.
So, should we go grab a nightcap?
Or we can go sit by the fire.
Or we could go for a spin around the dance floor. Come on, we need to practice if we're not going to get shown up by friend Ginger here.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, good.
They dance in a lounge. A bartender serves a red drink to Lacey.
I'm really glad you came to the tree lighting. Ava would have been crushed.
I would have been crushed.
You know, it's funny. In all the traveling I've done, it's always the things I don't do, the places I don't go to, that I end up regretting the most.
Sounds like a good life philosophy. What's one of the best things you've done?
Ooh, in the exciting world of cooking? Let's see, okay. I have julienned vegetables using a handmade hatchet. I have sautéed sunchokes using clay cooking pots. And I have even harvested my own indigo milk cat mushrooms.
That is exciting.
Yeah, mostly it was just a bunch of hiking. This is your favorite Christmas song.
You remembered.
Ian holds out his hand. Lacey takes it. They get up and dance.
How could I forget? We played it on a loop for 24 hours every Thanksgiving.
I think the best Christmases I had were the ones we had together. When we were...
Yeah. Yeah, me too. You know what was my favorite of all time? When you bought me my first professional chef's knife.
Mm-hmm. I spent my whole bank account on that, but it was worth it.
Roger walks in.
Roger, you're here.
He smiles.
I had no idea you were such a good dancer.
Oh, that was hardly good dancing.
Well, I finished work and thought that we could grab some dinner.
Right, of course. You finished up already. That's great. Roger, so glad you could make it out. Lacey's told us how hard you guys have been working.
Oh, well, even workaholics need food sometimes and take a little time off work.
Well, Mason and I were just going to head out to the fire pit.
Yeah, we're making some s'mores.
Great, we should all go.
You know what? I'm feeling kind of tired. I might just head up to bed.
Really? You're going to pass up s'mores?
I am, yeah. But you go enjoy. I know how you are about your desserts. We'll see you guys in the morning.
Good night.
Okay.
Ian walks away. Ian stands at the front entrance of the lodge in the daytime. Lacey walks up to him.
Hi.
Hey. What's up?
That was so great last night.
Yeah, you know, I forgot how good of a dancer you are.
Are we going to the cottage?
You still want to come? Because if you're busy with work, I can handle it.
No, I'd love to go. I want it to be perfect for Ava and Mason.
Me too. Well, your chariot awaits.
Oh.
A car pulls up.
Thank you.
Lacey gets in. Ian shuts the car door. At the cottage, Ian and Lacey hang up the Christmas stockings on the mantle.
Now that is a glorious sight.
Mm-hmm. So, any great ideas for finishing touches before we leave?
It looks just about perfect to me.
It is perfect. Except for one thing.
I was hoping we could try a little honesty.
What do you mean?
Do you mind?
He gestures to sit down. They sit down next to each other on a couch.
I'm talking about us. Whatever's going on between us. Well, come on, I know you're feeling it too.
Maybe, a bit.
A bit?
Ian, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's being back here, at the cottage. I mean, it's so magical and filled with warmth and good memories. We had so many good times here.
Had so many good times? What about our having good times?
Ian, it's great to see you again. Really, but that's all it is.
He looks down.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought things were different between us. Or that maybe they were going in that direction.
I have a life with Roger. A life that we've built over months of hard work. I can't just give up on that.
Lacey, are you talking about Roger or your career? Because they aren't the same thing.
I'm sorry, Ian. I think we just got caught up in the feelings of the cottage. That's all.
That's not all it is for me. Being back here hasn't just brought back memories, it's brought back feelings, which, if I'm being honest with myself, have been there all along.
Don't. I think maybe all the fun we've been having has just... it's just led to some confusion.
Confusion? No, not at all. Right now, I'm the opposite of confused. In fact, I don't think I've been so clear-headed in a long time. You know, the last few years that I've been country hopping, there's always been this thing that I couldn't get away from no matter how far I went. And that's you. No matter where I was, I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get rid of you until I saw you back here again. And that's when I knew. It's because you'll always be in my heart. No matter where I am. I guess it's just my luck that you don't feel the same way. Once again, we want different things.
Ian,
No, it's okay. You have Roger, and I'm sorry. We should head back.
Lacey nods slightly. Ian and Lacey stand up and walk away. They walk past the needlepoint with the cottage myth embroidered on it. Lacey walks out into the lobby. She looks at her phone. A text from Roger reads, "Meet me outside." Lacey walks outside.
Hey, what's up?
I just talked to Pine Bay. I told them that we were bringing in a model for our presentation, and they loved it. They want to see us right after Christmas. Lacey, this could be it. Everything that we hoped for.
That's great.
Roger takes out a small red box.
Roger.
Open it.
Lacey looks at him. She opens the box. A silver necklace is inside.
Celebration gift. To the best partner a guy could ever have.
They kiss.
Let's go enjoy the rehearsal dinner. It'll be the first time we've had dinner together in a long time.
They hold hands and walk together. The wedding party sits around a long table at a restaurant.
I'm just so glad you could make it.
No, I know. She really hasn't stopped talking about it. Isn't that right?
After dinner tonight, let's go somewhere we've never been, do something we've never done.
Why?
I just want to do something together that isn't about work. Maybe something spontaneous and fun.
That sounds great. I just don't think right now is the time for spontaneous and fun. We are so close to landing Pine Bay.
Roger, I just want to talk with you about something other than clients and design for the next year. That's all we talk about. That's the only thing we connect over anymore.
Roger furrows his brow. Ian glances over at them from the other end of the table. Ava sees him looking.
Try not to get whiplash before my wedding.
What do you mean?
Ian, I'm your sister. And a woman raised on a steady diet of romance novels. I think I know what's going on.
I have no idea what's going on in your mind. The only thing I'm thinking about As if I'm gonna take my next overseas job. I'd have to leave pretty soon. I was hoping to spend more time back home. I don't get here very often.
So stay. Tell them no.
It's not that simple.
It is that simple. You just have to be ready.
Ready for what?
Ready to stop running away from your problems. Ready to stay and fight for what you want.
I don't know what you're talking about. Besides, if it's romance you want, I don't think it gets much more romantic than those two.
You know, for a smart guy, you really say some seriously dense things.
Ava smiles and shakes her head.
I just want balance in my life and in our relationship. I want work to end when we leave the office and not follow us through the holidays and to weddings and family events.
Okay.
And
I hear you. I see it differently. Lacey, right now we have this opportunity that might not happen again for a really long time. We can't take our foot off the gas. We can always scale back. Later. I promise.
Lacey looks down and nods. Ian stares at them, then looks down. He gets up. He puts on his coat. A folded piece of paper falls from his coat to the floor. He leaves. Mm-hmm. Roger and Lacey put on their coats. Lacey picks up the paper. She unfolds her drawing of Ian's cafe.
Looks like those old sketches you used to do in grad school.
That's because I drew it. I drew it for Ian, but I guess he doesn't want it anymore.
Let's go.
They leave. She leaves the drawing of the restaurant behind. Lacey and Roger walk into the lodge.
I should probably head upstairs and get packed. I had to change our flights to tomorrow night, after the wedding.
A red eye on Christmas Eve?
Plane will be empty. We can do all our work on there. Lacey, after Pine Day is done, I promise you the best belated Christmas ever. Scout's honor.
He holds up an index finger.
Wasn't a scout. Come on, let's go get packed.
I'm being called outside. Maid of honor duties.
Okay.
I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah.
They walk in opposite directions. A server hands Ava a mug with a candy cane in it.
Thank you.
She takes a sip.
Can I ply you with hot chocolate?
Lacey walks in and takes a mug.
Get in here.
She sits down next to Ava.
We're flying out tomorrow, right after the wedding. We're set to present our plans the day after Christmas.
Congratulations.
We've worked so hard to get this far, and we should both be so excited, but I'm not. It's like something changed in me.
Do you think it has anything to do with seeing Ian again?
Maybe. I think seeing him is like looking into a window of the past. I spent so much time thinking about what went wrong between us. I kind of forgot how right things were at one point, too.
Well, relationships change. Maybe there's some version of your old relationship that you can have now, like friends even.
Sure, friends. But not really. My life is so different in San Francisco, and he's still traveling. I think our time together is done.
That sounds like that's hard for you to say.
You can't get back what you had with someone.
Yeah, but technically, you get back some version of it.
Technically, I agree. But I don't think that's gonna happen with me and Ian. He brought up the idea of getting back together. I said no. But I think once Roger and I get home and we get back into our routine, I'll realize that I've made the right decision.
Well, if that is your Christmas wish, then I hope it happens for you.
You're still gonna be telling me fairy tales when we're little old ladies.
Because I believe in the magic of this season, and I don't think it's done with us yet. See you later.
Good night.
Good night.
Ava gets up. The wedding venue stands in front of snowy mountains.
It gives me great joy this holiday season to join Ava and Mason as husband and wife. May they have many happy holidays together. By the power vested in me, I have the honor this Christmas season to pronounce Ava and Mason husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Ava and Mason kiss. Ava grins. A bridesmaid hands her her bouquet of flowers. Ava and Mason walk down the aisle together. The audience stands. A disco ball turns over Ava and Mason. They begin to dance. Guests seated at tables watch them. Lacey and Ian glance at each other. They stand up and walk towards each other. They begin to dance.
The wedding was beautiful. They both look so happy.
Yeah.
Roger watches them.
Did you get all your work done?
I did.
He twirls her.
Congratulations.
Just one more meeting when we get back.
Must be very happy.
Very.
Ava's mother smiles at them.
What about the restaurant? Have you thought more about it?
That was a pipe dream. Nothing more. Besides, accepted that job in Finland.
You did?
He dips her.
Leave first thing in the morning.
Lacey stares at him.
And now we would like the rest of the wedding party to join us on the dance floor, please.
The wedding cake is wheeled in on a cart. A woman puts her arm around Ian and whispers in his ear.
Just be yourself.
He taps a glass. He stands up.
I guess it's time to start the toasts and subject you all to my very amateur thoughts on life and love.
He walks to the front of the room.
Hope he talks fast. You still need to pack for the flight tonight.
I've had a lot of time these past few days to think about what makes a good relationship. One that lasts, one that can survive the hard times and the inevitable disagreements. And for a moment there, I thought maybe it's just sheer determination. What makes a love that lasts? I know you're probably thinking if I had the answer to that question, I would be a very rich man. Well, get out your wallets, because I think I have at least part of that answer. Real love is about knowing someone so well, they feel like an extension of yourself. You share each other's hopes and dreams, even if they aren't exactly your own. You love and accept each other exactly as you are, without asking them to change. And you always put each other first, naturally and effortlessly. There's a part of us that most people take for granted, but then there's a part of us that only a few people ever really get to know. I believe that true love is about loving that part too.
He stares straight at Lacey.
So, to Ava and Mason, loving all sides of each other, naturally and effortlessly.
The guests raise their wine glasses and take a sip. Ian nods at Lacey. She stands up.
First, Ava and Mason, thank you for an amazing few days and the best Christmas that I've had in a while. Your love and your relationship are truly an inspiration. I think at Christmas, people take a step back and think about what's really important. And it always becomes clear. Friends, family, and love. But Ava and Mason have got me doing a lot of thinking about love and relationships over the last few days. I thought I knew. I thought I had it all figured out. When I got here, I would have said that a good relationship is about having the same goals, striving for the same things, syncing up your priorities. It sounded so simple. But I'd forgotten that real love is so much bigger than that. Love isn't simple. It's about disagreeing and agreeing. It's about loving someone enough to care about what they care about, to hope for what they hope for. It's about helping another person live a life that they've always dreamed of. Real love, like Christmas, is about giving.
Ian smiles.
To Ava and Mason, may you always share in each other's hopes and dreams.
The guests raise their wine glasses and take a sip. Lacey sits back down. Roger glances at Ian.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
They stand up and walk out of the room.
don't want to sound paranoid,
but am I just being an idiot here?
Roger, I'm sorry.
Mom, that's not the answer I was expecting.
So, you still have feelings for Ian?
No. At the same time, yes. I didn't think that I did.
Lacey, ever since we got here, I have understood about half the things you're saying. What am I missing?
Me. You've lost sight of me. Or maybe we've lost sight of each other. But at some point, we both put ambition in first place.
And that's worked.
Yeah, it has. We're a great partnership, a great design team.
But?
But? That can't be all anymore. That can't be all we are for another year or another month. I won't wait. I can't wait for happiness or love. We both deserve that.
Roger looks down and sits.
Well, I'd ask you what you were gonna do, but I think I know what you're gonna say.
Roger, I'm sorry.
Me too.
Let's do what we do best. Let's be a design team. That's where we're still strong. That's what we have in common. The other parts of a relationship, they just got away from us.
In Pine Bay, we're still going forward with that?
You think I put in 18 hours a day to walk away from my first multi-million-dollar contract?
Thank goodness.
But Roger, after this project, I want to bring balance into the firm.
He stands back up.
Meaning,
I don't only want to design sleek spaces for corporations. I want to work on personal projects. I want to work with clients again, get to know them as people, help them realize their visions. There was a time in grad school when we both wanted that.
There was also a time in grad school when we drank instant coffee and ate cold pizza.
Sounds good to me.
Wow, you have really found a new part of yourself here.
They hug.
Push the meeting until the new year.
I don't know.
Our design is worth waiting for.
Okay.
I'll see you back at the office.
He nods.
After I've celebrated Christmas.
He smiles. Lacey turns and walks away. A server pours coffee at the reception. Lacey walks back in the room.
Oh, Lacey, dear, what a wonderful toast you gave.
Thank you.
You and Ian both.
Have you seen him?
I think he left for the airport already. You know he took another job abroad.
He told me, but he left so soon.
Well, I think he's spending the night at the airport hotel. He leaves tomorrow, first thing in the morning. You know, it's funny. Just yesterday, he was talking about coming home again and putting down some real roots. I guess he'll always be a traveler at heart.
Lacey turns and walks away. Ava's mom sits on a couch and drinks coffee.
Would you like to join me?
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to take a break from the noise of the party.
Lacey sits down next to her.
Why the long face, Lacey?
Well, let's see. I'm about to land the biggest client of my career. Right at the point where I want to spend more time outside the office. Mm-hmm. More time for myself and the people I care about. And for the first time in years, I feel like I'm in love. But it's too late. It's not feeling like a very Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I can't help thinking that maybe there is something about the cottage that brought Ian and me back together. But I messed it up.
Well, I don't know about that. But I do know that the only magic at the cottage is the magic of Christmas. The magic of togetherness.
It's a special place.
Mm-hmm.
And you were right. It's the traditions, the memories that make it that way.
It is.
I'm going to turn in. I'll see you at the breakfast.
Lacey, dear, one more favor. You need to take these presents up to the cottage. Presents for the bride and groom must be under the Christmas tree on Christmas morning.
Of course.
colorful lights outline the cottage at night in the snow. Lacey walks in with a box of presents. The Christmas tree is lighted inside. A fire burns in the fireplace. She sets the box down by the tree. She stares at the tree. She looks at the ornament with her and the inn on it. She takes off her coat and sets it on the chair. She looks at the photographs on the mantle.
Hi.
Ian appears.
What are you doing here?
Aunt Sarah asked me for a favor. She wanted the fire going and the champagne chilling for Ava and Mason. They should be here in about an hour, but I guess I kind of wanted to come back here one more time to just be here and remember all the good times we had.
Me too.
Ava tells me you're flying out tonight?
I'm not. Not anymore.
Don't you have some big important meeting?
It can wait. I broke up with Roger.
What?
I was listening to your toast, and I realized that Roger doesn't know all the different sides of me. He only knows one. But I realized that I need more than work to be happy. I want love and relationship and family.
That sounds pretty doable to me.
And I know you say you don't want to open your own restaurant. And I know that you're traveling and that you're going to leave. And,
Lisa, yeah.
And I know that you're upset with me.
Why would you think that?
I saw the drawing that you tossed, and it's fine. I want you to know that the person you've been with for the last few days, she's back for good. And she'll be here when you get back from Finland or wherever it is you need to travel to. I want you back in my life.
Ian takes the drawing out of his jacket pocket and holds it up.
I didn't toss it. I dropped it. But then I went back for it. This design, this vision, is beautiful. So is the woman who drew it. And I'm never gonna leave her behind again. I've always loved you, Lacey.
I love you too.
They lean in to kiss.
You can answer that if
no.
You...
I don't want anything to come between us right now.
You know, maybe this place really is magic.
What about Finland?
Nah, I'm not going on that trip anymore. I've got another adventure planned.
Maybe that old family myth is true after all.
They kiss. It flurries outside the cottage. The Christmas lights inside the house and around the window frame twinkle around them.